As we end here tonight, I would like to share a story with you. My massage therapist came to me at the end of the week last week and said, I need to have a day off next week. And I said, yeah, that's fine, no problem. And she said, yeah, there's been a death in my family. And I said, oh, well, you know, I'm really sorry to hear that, but it's, you know, it's absolutely fine for you to take the time. And then she told me the story of what had happened. And she was out with her sister, and her sister received a phone call from her husband saying that their daughter had not gotten up yet, and it was getting later in the day. And he was concerned that she wasn't up yet. And the sister said to her husband, it's fine. You know, in fact, we're leaving now, and I'll be home within 5 minutes or so. I'll just check on her when I get home. It's fine. So she got home, and she went into the daughter's bedroom, and the daughter was blue, and she was dead. She had died sometime earlier that morning, and they found out that she died from a cardiac arrest, and she was 36 years of age. And what they found out was she died from a cardiac arrest that was caused by prescription medication that caused an adverse reaction in her body. The drugs that were given to her to heal her killed her. It's a tragic story. And you know, this event we had in Las Vegas, it's absolutely heartbreaking to me to see an example of a disconnected culture, a man who's disconnected in himself and is disconnected from the world around him can cause that much damage and wreak that much havoc. And it's heartbreaking that 58 people lost their lives. However, the conservative figures say it's 1,000 people a day in this country that are dying from prescription medication. And we as a culture continue to put our blinders on. And I have to tell you, that's not okay with me. And it should not be okay with you either. So I'm asking you, to take what you learn inside this office and take it out in this community and make a difference. That we together can make sure that it's not, and the next person is not going to be the next statistic. So there's a page on the back of your clipboard, and that page has lines on it where you can write people's names down. And I want you to do that right now. I want you to take your pen to your paper, and I want you to write down names on that paper of people you know need to know what you know. You know in your heart of heart who needs to be here. You know who you need to speak to. So write the names down on the paper. I want you to leave it at the front desk on your way out. Make sure you put your name at the top. I want you to leave it at the front desk on the way out. And we are going to partner together to find a way to help these people to have a better life. So, guys, that was my spinal workshop close from last Tuesday. You can make a difference in people's lives by connecting to something that means something to you. And then delivering that message in a way that touches their heart. And then call them to action. So I'm going to ask that you practice this for tonight. Find some emotional story you're connected to. Connect it to your call to action, whatever that may be. You can do a whole bunch of different ones. It doesn't have to be the one that I did. It can be a whole bunch of different things. But connect it to a powerful call to action and watch transformation happen in your community. It's really a phenomenally powerful tool.